Welcome to your five for the day. In the district where I live, there seem to have been a spate of funerals. Two in one day at one point. I don't know what it's been like where you live. Recently, a dear friend passed away, and it was fascinating to be involved with his situation. He had been a businessman. He had many outside interests. He was totally involved in his local church. Having been diagnosed with a terminal illness, he set about putting his affairs in order. Business matters were dealt with, church matters were sorted, varied interests were attended to. The only area of his life where he didn't need to put things straight was with regard to his soul and his eternal well-being. You see, many years ago, at the age of 14, he had realized he was a sinner and that this needed to be attended to. Although brought up to be religious, he had come to realize that being religious was not enough to see him right with God. He had been told of Jesus and how he had paid the price in full for his sin at Calvary, so that if he confessed his sin and embraced Jesus as his Lord and Savior, his sins could all be forgiven. Past, present, and future. He took that step of faith, and from there on could echo the words of a well-known hymn, "It is well with my soul." You ask, why am I sharing this with you today? My reason is this. Every year I read my Bible through from Genesis chapter 1 to Revelation chapter 22. When reading through the Old Testament book of Isaiah, I came to chapter 38, which brings a king of Israel, well, Judah to be precise, called Hezekiah to our attention. Unlike so many of his contemporaries, he had been an excellent king. But there came a point when he received a stark message from God, and it went like this. Set your house in order, for you shall die and not live. I have read this many times and even preached from it. But on this occasion, it really challenged me, and I am bringing the challenge to you. Very few of us are given warning of when we are going to die. Many would rather not know, even if they could be told. However, if this challenging message came to me or you, how would we react? Would we scurry round like headless chickens because there were so many aspects of our life that needed sorting out? Or would we just be blasé and say, well, once I'm gone, someone else will have to sort it all out? In so many areas of our life, we can be one thing or another. We can either be betantic to the point where we say, I don't really care how it all pans out. This way, to a degree, holds water as far as material matters are concerned, or even relational things. But there is one realm where we really do need to put things in order before death's clammy hand comes knocking on our door. The matter in question is that of our eternal soul. Like it or not, my soul is eternal, and will go on living long after my body has succumbed to the final enemy we call death. My soul will be eternally in heaven, in the presence of the Saviour who died to redeem me, or far away from him, reaping the consequence of my unforgiven sin. Or we can deal with the matter of making peace with God, and we can do it today. Why take the risk of thinking you will always have opportunity later to sort it out, when you can enjoy God's salvation and all its blessings today and for whatever of life's journey is left for you and me? I trust you will be wise and trust the Saviour today, so that whatever tomorrow brings, you have no fear and no need to worry. Be wise. God bless you. And many thanks for listening.